Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In an ideal world, change in healthcare policy should not involve scaring people worried that they will be left without coverage.
The first order of business is to keep our promise to repeal Obamacare and replace it with the kind of healthcare reform that'll lower the cost of health insurance without growing the size of government.
That's Vice President-elect Mike Pence with Republicans repeating a promise that conservatives have made for years. Yesterday, President Obama spent the afternoon on Capitol Hill strategizing with Democrats on how to save the Affordable Care Act, now that Republicans are in a position to make good on what to many people has felt like a threat. But what will that health care look like and who will it cover? The incoming administration has indicated that no one who is currently covered will lose their insurance. President-elect apparently wants to maintain the parts of the law that make it illegal to deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. They also support allowing younger people to stay on their parents' insurance until they are 26, although Republican lawmakers haven't made similar promises. And for the 20 million people who went from nothing to coverage under Obamacare, there are fresh memories of the way things used to be and understandable fears about going back.
I owe the Affordable Care Act my life because even though I have this pre-existing condition, I would be dead without the insurance that I have, to be honest with you.
That's Jacob Atkins. He's 31 years old from Indianapolis. Atkins was diagnosed with HIV last May when he did not have health insurance. And it's how he met Megan McCarthy, a care coordinator from a local nonprofit, the Damien Center, who helped him get insurance through the exchange. They both say they're worried there may be some more tricky navigating to do to maintain a health care safety net.
I did not have insurance, and I went to the Damien Center where they hooked me up with Megan. She's my case manager, and so she helped me get plugged in and figure out how to navigate the process of the Affordable Care Act and getting insurance.
And the Damien Center is a nonprofit, Megan, that you got connected with somehow and became a care coordinator, and you're one of the many, many navigators around the country that help people like Jacob get through all the paperwork and find the coverage they need, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's pretty hard to navigate on your own, so that's where I step in and I can help out as much as I can.
And Jacob, now that they're talking about repealing the Affordable Care Act, I mean, I suspect you're going to need some navigation to get to the future, right?
Well, for sure. So from the beginning, I tried to, you know, get health care on my own, and I just kept kind of hitting dead end after dead end. And so I then turned to the Damien Center and was like, look, I need help. I had no idea where to go. I had no idea who to talk to.
And what kinds of health issues were you dealing with?
I was HIV positive, and I was also dealing with some mental health issues that I have been struggling with my whole life.
All right. So Megan and Jacob, I'm going to ask you to put on a slightly different hat now for a moment, since, yes, you're advocates of the ACA. You don't want to see it go anywhere, and that's a perfectly legitimate position to take. But you're also consumers now. You're, certainly in your case, Jacob, you are a client, a consumer, an American citizen who's getting this service. Critique the Affordable Care Act, if you would. Are there problems with it that actually do need some tweaking? How would you describe it in actual practice, Megan?
It's expensive. Another thing is, of course, like these, you know, marketplace plans only cover 80% of medication costs or lab draws or any other medical issues that are going on. And so then clients, you know, would be expected to pay that other 20%. But because of a great resource here in Indiana, the Indiana State Department of Health actually has another program that swoops in and pays that other 20%. So again, immensely invaluable. And if that ever goes away, I'm going to be lost. Clients are going to be lost. Patients are going to be lost. And again, very frustrating.
I agree. And personally, I get a little emotional, so I'm trying to, like, you know, contain my emotions. But as far as myself is concerned, I don't pay for my health insurance right now because I'm very lucky and very blessed that I found, the Damien Center, and they've helped me kind of navigate those premiums and navigate, like, the, you know, best things to kind of, like, apply for and go for. I can speak for my mother and my father, who are working class. They make, you know, under $40,000 a year, and they do the best they can with what they have. And their premiums are ridiculous, and they will go without seeing the doctor because they can't afford those premiums every month, even though they do have insurance through the marketplace and, you know, through the Affordable Care Act. It still is very expensive for them.
It's above their budget. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess what I'm wondering from your perspective, what kind of a message would you love to receive from either the president-elect or from Speaker Ryan or some member of Congress that would be reassuring that, you know, we're going to make some changes, but we're going to get to some end point that we can all live with?
I would be quite terrified if they just repealed without any sort of plan in place. And just, you know, from all the different interviews and things that President-elect has given to us, his plan of action has always been very hazy. He doesn't necessarily right now seem to have that plan in action. And so I guess before it's repealed, just making that plan very transparent would be, I guess, a little bit mind appeasing.
So, Jacob, if Megan is feeling like there's no plan here, how are you feeling?
I'm terrified, and like, yeah, it scares me. It does. This is my safety net right now, and this is my $4,000 a month medications are taken care of right now. You know, so it feels very personal because to me, this is my everyday life, and this is my health, and this is the energy that I give to other people, and the energy that I give to my friends and my family, and yeah, it very much feels like a personal attack towards, you know, my integrity and my health and who I am. And because we don't know, like, there is that overlying, like, cloud of just, like, well, what's going to happen? You know, like I have to plan my life and my medications and, you know, my healthcare. I have to plan everything out in the future so that I know and my body knows, like, exactly, like, when things are going to happen. What's good, you know, like, that's crucial in my healthcare and in my everyday life. And so with the unforeseen future of what public health is, it can be crippling if you don't, you know, stay positive and if you don't, like, look at people like I have Megan and I, along with a lot of other people, would be very lost.
All right. Well, let's stay in touch and see if we can't get through this challenging period. You know, Congress is getting down to business and we have to pay attention, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure we do.
Yes. I will encourage anybody that has the Affordable Care Act to, you know, this is our lives. This is our personal lives. And so you've got to turn to the people that you voted into office and, you know, you got to write letters. You have to, like, call people, you know, like, do everything that you can. You know, this is your life. This is our life. And we have to protect each other. And, you know, even though not everything, you know, turns out like we want it to, like, we have to seriously come together as a community and stand for each other and for ourselves.
Jacob Atkins is HIV positive and gets his insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Megan McCarthy is Jacob's care coordinator at the Damien Center in Indianapolis. We plan to check in again with Jacob in a couple of months after we know what changes will be made to the ACA.